Kyle, first day, what is the things that you're focused on the most right now?
Well, a lot of install. We're going to go pretty rapidly with the install, get it all put in as quickly as we can. And the guys that are new need to keep up the pace, keep with it and study extra film and be ready to go when their number's called. So that's the first part of spring. The main emphasis is getting everything installed and then just repping it after that.
How are you balancing the quarterbacks in the spring?
Well, Cam's the guy. He's taking every rep with the ones. Right now it's a split between Isaac and Luke Vitari and Brandon Rose rotating, taking that the number two reps and three. Just kind of a rotation there with those the next two.
Is Cam the kind of guy you just don't have to worry about putting in the work when nobody's looking?
Absolutely. It's great to have him back out there. It's great to have Keithy back out there. They both add tremendously in so many ways, not just with their play, but with their leadership, their work ethic. And it's just great to have him back.
To see Brandon on the sidelines last season, it seemed like he was constantly grinding his teeth, just angry he couldn't be out there. Is he just chomping at the bit to go?
Exactly. He's a competitive guy, as is Cam, obviously. And it was killing him not to be out there. And off to a good start today. If you had to single out a couple guys, I'd say those two would be at the top of the list of guys that did some really good things today.
I think the only time we've seen you unhappy with a day one is when they're not ready to go at the tempo you want. Were they ready to match that today?
They were. And we've got a lot of returning guys. It's a veteran team. And 90% of the guys understand the tempo. The other 10% that are new, they'll figure it out.
What's running back situation look like for you?
Looks good. Kai Bernard is looking good. Let's see, Mike Mitchell. He's won pads today, but he did some really good things. Just a freshman. He'll be a freshman this fall. And he's a guy that we think has a bunch of upside. And then who else we got out there? John Randall, doing some good things. Who else? Tony Boyer back. Oh, Jalen. Yeah, Jalen Glover. He looked good today as well. And John Stanley. There you go. He's got great speed. So we got to find a way, different ways to use him other than just in the backfield. And those five guys are the ones that are at the forefront.
A few new receivers in the room with Washington Lions.
So far, so good. Dorian Singer looked really good today. He's probably the furthest ahead of any of them. He's got the most experience. And the young receivers, we got three or four of those guys that got the talent, got the ability, just need to figure things out at this level.
You've got to replace a couple spots on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that group?
Good. Two young tackles. Of course, Spencer, he's only going to be a true sophomore, but he played a bunch for us last year. He moved over to the right side for now. Caleb Mulmer, he's a redshirt freshman. He's playing the left tackle spot. So young guys, but very talented. Michael Mokofisi is a mainstay at the guard spot. Coley is back at center for us. Left guard right now, Tanoa Tongiai took the reps there today, and he's a big physical kid. So we feel like, much like last year, we're going to probably have 9, 10, maybe 11 guys that we can roll with.
So you have new faces on both sides of the ball. Who stood out the most for you today?
Of the new faces?
Yeah.
I would say Mike Mitchell at running back. He didn't play last year. He had to sit out, so he wasn't able to play. So he's a new face. Dorian Singer stood out. Teo Johnson moved him to safety. He looked really natural there today. He did a great job. Cannon Johnson, our corner, looked good. Probably those guys.
Speaking of newcomers, you've got a new offensive analyst on staff. Wow. Carajan. It seems like that analyst role has become all the rage lately.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
Well, first of all, he adds a great deal to what we're doing. He's got a ton of experience, been some really good places. And done some really good things in his coaching career, so we're fortunate to have him here. But yeah, the analyst spots are becoming more and more prevalent, and oftentimes see coaches that are between jobs or whatever that just want to stay in it as analysts, and that's a way for them to stay connected to the game.
In what way specifically do they operate? Do they help you as a worker?
Well, it's probably a little bit different, different schools, but here it's really important for advanced scouting, and they stay a week ahead during the season of who we're playing, so when we do get to that next game, we've already got a really good scout report in place and evaluation. They also help in recruiting, they help analyze film. There's just a myriad of things that they do for us, and they're very valuable. I mean, don't know what we did without them. You know, they've only been in place for 3 or 4 years, and it's a huge help.
Obviously, Cam's not going to be tackled, but is he cleared to do everything else this spring?
Yes, he's cleared to do everything, and could be tackled. You know, he's cleared to be tackled. But we're not going to.